They should break it.
Oh, my God, it's down there. Who wants to go?
Geez, I didn't know it was gonna be such a project.
You can do it, Micah.
There you go, the chimes have rung.
Here, I can look over here.
Okay, it's 5:00. Call to order the regular meeting of the Oroville Sewer Commission, the Sewer Commission Oroville Region. It's October 24th, 2023. Roll call, please.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Thompson.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Taggart.
Here.
Commissioner Coach.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Via Zoom. Commissioner Masalato.
Here.
All here.
All right, let's stand the flags. Okay, Mr. Thompson, please lead us.
Why is it that we're always closest?
All the wonders of the world.
Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Item 4, acknowledgement of visitors. Nobody's present. Item 5, board meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included those in your packet for a review of last month's meeting.
I make a motion that we adopt the minutes of the September 26th, 2023 meeting.
I'll second that
motion. Motion made by Commissioner Coach, seconded by Commissioner Pittman to authorize the warrants of board minute meeting of September 26th. Sorry. Item 6, authorization of warrants.
We need a vote on that one, Mr. Chairman.
Huh?
For the minutes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Roll, or, yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, now we'll move to number 6. Authorization of warrants.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Pittman came in yesterday. We went over the warrants, and I believe all was in order. He can.
I can agree. We went through details all the way down to the total number of 274,727.86.
Sorry, second.
I'll make a second
to it. All right.
I'll make a motion.
Warrant and get paid.
All right.
Okay. So moved. All in favor?
Aye.
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 7, fiscal report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we included the fiscal reports, September's fiscal reports in the packet for your guys' review. If there's any questions, I can answer those now.
Anybody have any questions?
This was a new audit firm or the old one we used before?
Same one.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay, we're going to move into closed session now. Item 8, it's 5:03.
Okay.
So what do you want me to report, Ryan? Come on.
There's no report.
Nothing to report.
Right.
Okay, hit it. 5:37, we're coming out of closed session. Nothing to report. Okay, item 9, adopt final audit for fiscal year 22-23.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we gave you a copy of that to send home, or sent home a copy with you last month for you guys to go over. And we are asking that we adopt the 2022-23 audit.
Nothing really stood out at me. Is there anybody else? Can I make a motion, if anybody doesn't have any questions, that we accept the audit for fiscal year 2022-23?
I'll second.
Motion made by Commissioner Masalato, seconded by Commissioner Salducci to approve the final audit for fiscal year 22-23. Is that a roll call or a vote? On favor?
I think it's a roll call because it's not about actual spending money. Yes, sir. Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Commissioner Taggart?
Yes.
Commissioner Masalato?
Yes.
Unanimous. Yeah. I like to err on the side of caution. If it's got money in it at all, let's go with the roll call.
Item 10, consolidation and elimination of SCORE policies pertaining to septic pumpers. SCORE policy 3205 was created to cover the eliminated policies.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So as you guys had me look at that septic rate a couple months ago, and we changed that. During that process, I was going through and looking at all of these policies, and a ton of them are just redundant and refer to each other. And so we spent a couple months looking at consolidating them, and I think we did a pretty good job. So now they're kind of all in one policy, and they will, anything that that might change, like our insurance limits or anything like that, we have that in the SOP, and we refer to those in the policy. That way we don't have to come to the board every time something like that changes and get the policy changed. We can just change the SOP that the policy refers to. So we're asking you guys to okay us consolidating all of those policies down into one policy, 3205.
Are there any resolutions that reference these policies also that needed to be updated?
I don't believe so. We looked and I don't believe so. We'll continue that look just to make sure, and if there is, then we'll bring them back next month, but I don't believe so.
So do I have a motion to approve policy 3205?
I'll make a motion to approve policy 3205.
I'll second that.
Motion made by Commissioner Coates, seconded by Commissioner Pittman to adopt policy 3205, which eliminates policy 3210, 3220, 3230, 3240, 3250, and 3260, which combines them all. All in favor?
Aye.
Item 11, amendment number 6 to engineering task order number 20, general consulting service.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So this one comes up about every year and a half. We use Jacobs Engineering as our general engineering consultant. They're our engineer on file. So if we have any plan upset questions, we ask them. If we have any, just anything regarding engineering, and I need an answer that day, we call them, and we use this contract, this task order to pay for that. We've used up all the money that's in there currently. Well, there's about $10,000 left in there, but we've used up the majority of it. So we are asking to amend it by a $40,000, not to exceed amount of $40,000.
Do they invoice us for all of their charges?
They do.
So you keep track of that?
Yep.
Too?
And we have, right now, we have about 5 or 6 different tasks that they're working on. So yeah, I gotta kind of pay attention pretty good where they're billing what. But so whenever they do anything that's not tied to like Rudy Creek or the plan upgrade or something like that, then it comes in on the general consulting services.
Okay, so it's going from 230 to 270?
Yeah, but that's over the course of the last like 5 or 6 years.
Oh, okay.
I believe Scott did the first one.
Running total into the agreement. Mm-hmm. You know, they had a set amount, and then every time we update, they just add that amount to the.
So I make a motion to approve amendment number 6 to engineering task order number 20 for general consulting services not to exceed the amount of $40,000.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Commissioner Salducci. Roll call, please.
Yes. Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Commissioner Taggart?
Yes.
Commissioner Masalotto?
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay. Item 12. Ryan, you're up.
Yeah. The things I'm working on, we talked about in closed session, so I don't have any further report on that. And if there's any update on the litigation regarding the K&M developers, we'll update you at the next board meeting. But since then, there has not been any significant.
It's been quiet. Okay. Number 13, manager's report.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. So we talked about the inflow pump station. Let's make sure I'm not slipping anything here. Oh, so me and Micah are going to the California Water Reuse Conference here on November 5th. We'll be back on November 7th. Pretty excited to go to that because they did pass the pass law that says that we can go to direct potable reuse now in California. So I'm interested to see how they're going to roll that out.
Direct potable versus groundwater insertion? Really?
Yeah, they did. July 11th, they passed. Now, regulatory hasn't caught up with it, but they passed the framework
to do that.
Direct potable reuse. Yeah, so they'll be going, like, some plants will go straight from the back door of the advanced water treatment plant into the distribution system. So, within the next 20 years, we'll be drinking everything. I mean, LA right now LA County is looking to be 100% recycled water by 2030, which is
crazy.
Pretty crazy. I don't know if they'll pull that off, but
it's interesting. Like Orange County Water Authority, what are they going to do? I mean, they use the groundwater to transport the water.
Yeah.
So
when they have to keep doing what they're doing because that fights the seawater intrusion, right. So they're pumping the aquifer to keep that out.
Fascinating. Now what do we do? Because they supply water to a lot of cities.
Oh yeah.
I mean, 70 million gallons a day.
Time to invest in a Berkey.
Who?
It's a heavy major filtration system.
Okay, I got you. Yeah.
Big one I have to report is Micah and myself had a meeting yesterday. I actually put the wrong date in here. I put the meeting was today. It was yesterday with the state of California on the state revolving funds loan application that we put in. We are now on the fundable list. Good news and bad news. I was actually hoping that would take them a little longer to get through so we'd have a little bit more chance to chase down free money. The good news that we got out of the meeting was that we don't have to stop chasing down free money. Any free money that we score during the construction even, we can augment. We just don't have to take the money from them. So it's a reimbursement. We pay, then we go, hey, we paid, we need this money back. So we just wouldn't take it from them. We just take it from our grant funding. But the application was for a $45 million loan to do the complete upgrade. Obviously, we're gonna have phase one done. With the money that we're receiving through HCD and the county. So it shouldn't be that much, but with inflation and the economy, we don't know. So we told them don't change that number, keep 45 million, we won't borrow it if we don't need it. Mm-hmm. So that was good news though. So that was the first time since I've worked at SCORE that we know the upgrade is gonna happen. It's gonna happen. You know, all this up to this point has been like, I hope I can find some money. I hope we'll get some money. Maybe we'll get the loan. We're gonna get the loan. It's gonna happen. So now hope my job and Micah's job is to find more money before that. That way we don't have to borrow that and we don't have to institute all those rates that we will have to if we do. So that was good news.
Did they lock us into an interest rate?
No, we haven't got that far at all yet.
Oh, we're just fundable.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We still have to go through the application process, and they need to make sure that our credit's good.
That takes about a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we still got plenty of time to try to figure it out. The way it looks like is it's like maybe hopefully as soon as phase one's wrapping up, they'll be rolling in for phase two, and I mean it'll probably just roll right into it. We won't even have a break in construction. Last item for me is operator recruitment. So we are going to do a final interview with one candidate on Thursday, and a second interview with the other final candidate on Monday, and we will choose which one of those two will be our newest member of the staff here at SCORE.
I thought you were closer than that.
Nope, we got two good candidates, so that is good news. But we're trying to. You know, at this point, it's splitting hairs trying to figure out which one's better. So, but I think either way, it'll work out good. Both local guys, both from here, both have families here. So, hopefully, not a flight risk. Not going to serve up and take off.
Relocate.
Exactly. Which is always a concern because you get one of these grade threes; they're hard to come by. You know, grade three certification is not easy to get. So, when they get them, they're sought after at that point. So, but that's all I got.
any questions for the manager?
I have one.
Yes, sir.
How'd the meeting with Gallagher go?
It went good. He told us that he's going to try to get us some money in his budget for a study to check out recycled water and also for the upgrade. I don't know what that means, but he was very nice, was very interested in us and our outside the box thinking and the way that we want to bring SCORE into the new modernize and, you know, be a leader in the North State in recycle water and biosolids and all that stuff. So
power plant.
He was on board. He was on board with that too. He couldn't believe that nobody else was trying to put one out there. It was kind of his, you know, and I was like, yeah, well, don't tell people because we want to be the one that puts one out.
They offered support. They offered to write letters of support for any of our projects.
Yeah. So.
That's good.
Yeah. That's good. So it was a very good meeting, and he was a very nice man, and he said he's got our back. So it was nice.
He's encouraging.
Yeah.
Okay. Ladies first. Any comments?
No. Nothing.
Scott?
No. I've said enough.
Mr. Pittman?
I have a comment. Our new public works director is very, very happy that he met with Glenn to talk about fog.
Yep. Huh? He was concerned.
He's new to the city and he's learning a lot of things, and apparently we were not anywhere near what we should have in fog.
Right.
I'll let you explain what fog is.
Yeah, it's the Fats Oil and Greases program. He called me up and said, hey, are you guys doing the fog? And I said, nope, you guys have your own fog program. We've talked about consolidating the fog program throughout the JPA. We don't know what that really looks like yet, how that would work. But he was kind of like, whoa, it's not really been getting done. And I go, nope, I don't think it's been getting done. If you guys haven't been doing it.
You don't know about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I told him, you know, SCORE's here to help. We'll help you get it going. And if we end up consolidating, if the board ends up wanting to do that, then that's something we'll do. But we told him that we would help him at every turn to get his program up and going. So
I just want to make the comment that the working relationship is really great. So appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
And Fred was sweating bullets over that because he got a lot of paperwork and he's going, what the hell is
Yeah, he's the legally responsible official. So they're asking him, sign this if this has been done for the last 5 years. And he's like, so yeah.
Yeah.
I feel his pain a little bit on that one.
Mr. Thompson,
all
you
good.
Got anything?
All good.
I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Maybe we could address a little bit the elephant in the room. The new garbage regulations coming out. What's that going to do to this plant?
We are trying to figure that out ourselves.
Lori just informed me today that Recology will be dropping off a green waste tote here that we'll be required to put all our food waste scraps into. But as to far as where that's going.
Now you realize that it's going to be ground and it's going down the pipe, most of it.
Which is okay.
Yeah, we'll.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
This plant needs more food.
Yeah, we're underfed. So that won't be a bad thing for us. I mean, it could be. I mean,
you guys don't know about that.
Everybody's doing it.
Yeah, I already called the city on it because we have a homeless issue, and they are always throwing stuff in our.
Oh yeah.
In your dumpsters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah. Once they get the camera on the truck, are you going to get busted?
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Well, and like Micah said, we don't know where it's going. They don't have any compost yards yet.
Woodland, they do.
Yeah, I mean, not for the, you know, every jurisdiction is supposed to have its own.
Well, they're supposed to be shipping it down.
Yeah.
But that's where the P2 permit, I'd make sure you watch that drain down there.
Yeah.
There's some.
Here?
Yeah.
Well, they want to hook up to the sewer.
Yeah.
They've been going through an application process with us to hook up for the sewer, and they're like, well, can we expedite this?
I mean, just think about the restaurant. All your food waste.
Yeah.
Well, they have to.
What's it going to do? What's the smell factor going to be like in this town?
Hi.
Well, here's the real question,
right? You got washing cans, no bags, no.
Well, and you know, Scott can attest to this. He's been in the biz. A pound of organic material is going to break down and make whatever X amount of gas. That doesn't matter if that happens in the compost facility or if that happens at Neal Road. But at Neal Road, they have a methane catch facility that they power Neal Road dump with. So if it goes to Neal Road, the methane doesn't go in the atmosphere. It goes into their cogen plant next door. If it goes to the freaking compost yard, it's going up.
They want to eliminate goats for fire protection because too much methane.
Yeah,
greenhouse gas. We're going to put a giant pile out.
SCORE needs to put a 3-stage digester in.
I looked at it. Mm-hmm. I looked at it. It'd be pretty tricky to run.
We looked at it
because I thought the same thing. I go, well, we just combine this with like an anaerobic digester, man. SCORE will be making money hand over fist taking this organic stuff.
Because my wife's telling me, she goes, start compost, but I said, oh sure. Yeah. I said, where's all that going?
Compost doesn't work good for meat scraps and
yeah, exactly.
I would suggest you give Victoria a call at City Hall. She's our new road recycling waste coordinator. she has all the dialogue on this, and not necessarily for this particular facility. But for you guys to get educated about what the new program starts November 1st, I've probably had 10 conversations in the last 2 days over this.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
Can they even come close to implement that?
We have to.
In years.
We have to.
Yeah, the state will find us.
State's ready to find us. And I got a kick, she did a nice presentation for Rotary, and all the Rotary guys said, I'm in the county, I don't have to worry about this. Excuse me, state law, county's gonna have to do the same thing, same thing.
But I just wanna know, I'm with Angie, what stops somebody from going by your waste can and
throwing an apple in it?
Garbage.
They do it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, and as a car wash owner, I had to go to the dump today.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and I had a mattress and a whole pickup load of stuff dumped in my thing.
That's special.
Yeah, but here's the new thing. When you go to the dump now, you know there's an observer at the dump?
Uh-huh.
He observes what you're offloading. Nice kid. Yeah, I didn't know.
No apples.
Down. Yeah. They actually observe what you're chucking.
Yeah, so. Because restaurants, like, you got to account for it all.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. If you buy 80 apples and you use 70,
you got to write down you sold 70 and 10 went into the dump or whatever.
10 went into my little,
The other unique thing about this, too, is, and it's, I don't know if it's good or bad, if you collect your organic waste in a plastic bag, which normally all of us are going to do, so like you say, cut the smile valve. But you can't put that plastic bag in the waste container because the plastic bag is not recyclable.
Right. No, you got to dump it.
So if it's in a plastic bag, the best advice, put it in the trash can and don't put it in organics.
Well, I thought there's no plastic bags in the trash can.
No, not in the green waste. You can put them in the trash cans.
In the right trash can, trash is trash.
You can put trash bag in the trash can.
Yes, but not the organic material.
And because now what styrofoam goes to the landfill too, they want.
Yeah, where does that styrofoam go into? I was trying to figure that out the other
day. I thought it says styrofoam goes to the landfill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not recycle.
Right.
Darn.
So your
it is be worthy for you guys to get her to come down and explain it all to your staff, because I'm sure you guys are going to get the questions.
Oh yeah.
So that you're up to speed. And Victoria's very good at it. And then we have a consultant named Jennifer who is helping us weed through this thing, because we had to hire one person for this just a month.
Yeah, I've had conversations with Jennifer a couple times.
And I mean, what's this going to do? I mean, think about it. Statewide? Mm-hmm. Come on. What's this going to do, like, in,
It was written for the folks in San Francisco.
Yeah, but what's it going to do like in Southside and places like that? You're not going to conform. You know?
You're going to stop it.
What, you got one czar taking care of the whole thing? Sure.
We tried not to call her a dumpster diver, but that's...
Yeah, dumpster diver, okay.
I will say, though, she has found a lot of compliance with many commercial establishments already. And there's a lot of folks in the city that are doing really well with this.
Well, that's good.
I mean, it's good. But it'd be a good conversation to have, because then she can give you who's doing what, so you can find out what's coming down the line. That would be a good
conversation. Man, everybody's going to get car wash cards now.
No.
Car wash.
They're in dumpster over there.
Hey, car wash.
Dave's making a dump run on Monday. Just get there Sunday night. So,
Susan drives by and checks it because she feeds the car wash cats, and she drove by last night, and she just said, get the hell down there right away. And I go, well, what happened? You know, I thought somebody was killed or whatever. I go in the bay, and this guy dumped a whole pickup load of stuff.
You have cameras?
Yeah. Oh, I got his name. I'll have his name, got his license plate and everything else, and I'll send him a nice, nasty letter.
I was going somewhere the other day. I saw a truck there, and it was really empty. Yeah, there you go, working at it, dude.
Yeah. We had a guy break into our churches last week, and he walked by four bathrooms and pooped in our copy room.
What?
That's special.
I'm sorry to laugh. That's ridiculous.
We caught him.
It's like you have to actively try it.
Yes, dude. Yeah.
Was it a homeless person?
I have no idea if he was.
But you caught him physically?
Homeless. Yes, we caught him.
Oh, that's good.
And just to add to this conversation, was he done, there was hopefully? A level of something out
there. Was he done pooping and you caught him? Hopefully?
Did you have to ask? You had to ask, didn't you? Did you see the bathroom?
No, because I hadn't done. When I caught him, I ran him out of the building, and then the cops came at the same time, so we got him. I hadn't had time to do a full investigation of what he actually did.
Yeah, that's too bad, because unless he was real big, he'd be in there cleaning it.
Well,
he was not big.
We had, my tenants got a call, hey, there's a guy smoking crack in one of the bays. So she's a good mom, she's a big mom, she goes downstairs and, hey, you can't smoke that crack pipe here. The guy says, hey, I paid for my time in the car wash. I'm going to finish my clock on the clock.
I rented this crack smoking space right here.
He didn't have a car. And my tenant, Chanel, just says, you get the hell out of here. You call that number. Their owner will reimburse you for your time.
That's funny. I rented this space so I can smoke crack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow. All right. Well, 5:59.
There we go.
All right. Regular meeting is scored. Yeah. October 24th.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just think
the garbage man's going to be. I did.
Interesting.
Well, I wish the place would have done a little more outreach. I have no idea what.
I mean, yeah, I got a little tiny thing on my phone.
I'm not on the bill. So.
They came by our office and dropped it off.
Well, my son, he's on, I told my wife, I said, we ain't got to worry about it. We'll throw it in the bag and let the sun.
I'm still trying to figure out where to put my pizza box.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I got a letter from waste management.
Yeah, you can't put it in the garbage. You're supposed to put it in the garbage, but it's like this recycle.
No, that one's good because it doesn't have wax on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's a milk carton is a problem.
Yeah, that goes in recycling.
Okay. We are causing a whole habitat change for so many people. It is. I mean, this is going to be a thing in the state for the next 4 or 5 years because everybody's going to ask the same questions, like, and it's and it's like, why are we creating a problem when there wasn't a problem?
Where's the money? The money's got to change.
Well,
how much is it going to cost us here pretty soon? It's going to change.
Yeah.
It's got to change.
It's an unfunded state mandate, and then when we said that, we're giving you the ability to charge more for it.
Oh, yeah.
That's their get around for it. Research the legality of whether it's an unfunded state. Like, no, you have the ability to increase rates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we had to create a whole new position.
Right?
And we made sure in our interview that she was half blind.
You created one right now. If you think one's going to be enough.
All I know is she's a very capable person. She has a master's in public administration.
Really?
Wow.
She would be the city manager someday.
Well, how much you guys paying?
I don't know. I gotta look at that. I don't know.
Does she live in
Orville? We're not allowed to ask that kind of question.
I don't know.
Oh, you're not?
No. But I would have to say, I mean, you know how Rotary can be.
She can't ask that question?
She came and did a presentation to Rotary, and when she started telling us, they go, and you can imagine, and I was like, oh, shit. She did pretty good with them. She explained it very, very well, which I didn't want to be here. It's like, oh, shit.
Are we good? Adjournment here?
We are. Sorry. Yeah, we adjourned. I forgot you were on there. I thought you heard us, Commissioner Sabucci. Yeah, we adjourned at 5:59.
We're going to be helpful because she's doing it on a really generic basis.
We'll see you next meeting.
That would be
perfect. See you tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Sounds good.
That with her probably 6 times the last 3 days.
So you want us to keep your check till you don't want us to send it to your address then?
Ask them where they live or if they're going to move to Orville.
Okay.
We think the location of their living is expensive.
I'll have your check. I'll have your check and everything tomorrow at 3 o'clock for you.
You don't have to get their
with your packet.
Would they fill out an application?
No. Only if we offer them the job and we do start the back
out here again.
Sounds good.
Then they can get
some. Yeah, that's good.
You know if you need anything.
Okay.
Because you can't. Based on.
Cool.
I get it now. I see what you're saying.
I mean, you'd like to give credit to people who live in your jurisdiction, but
Well, my only concern is that people use Orville as a stepping stone.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. We definitely. That's a high concern for all of us. Yeah.
That's our concern. When this and that higher is.
Yeah.
But that's why Glenn's hired one right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Step in snow.
It happens.
It does.
drought in all the creeks.
Yeah, well, it'll probably happen to us again.
Did you ever think you'd see something like this?
Is that in teal?
No. I mean, it's bad enough you don't want to say
Recology had to buy a whole new truck.
We're supposed to do it next year, but my buddy
whole new truck.
Well, aren't they going to have to do something like with the cans?
Oh yeah, new cans are coming from.
They got relieved.
No,
there's
And then we got a clean with the cans too. I can't wait to see how that.
Well, there's a police service in Chico now.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to see that pop up.
It's $35 a month.
I saw that somewhere.
So $35 a month, they'll come and clean it.
Think about it. That guy, he's going to be, he'll probably have a fortune. Because nobody's going to want to clean it up.
You feel pretty good again.
But where's he cleaning it?
So I just took it slow.
I have a trailer.
Now it's just kind of.
So it contains it?
Yeah.
Then where's he not?
I'll see you guys later.
Take care.
Keep
That was me.
Bye-bye. Keep it separate.
First of all, I named my and the other girl was pretty tough.
Your life set up for this job? That was the problem with the guy that left.
I kind of look back at the land.
Exactly. That's where
some options are coming down.
It just was overwhelming.
Obviously, he can be a long time before my body.
There's another one that's around Virginia wheel toes. He has a smaller trailer.
I mean, as soon as you drop down,
$35 a month.
It's amazing. That's what I was telling these guys. Like, as soon as you turn around and start going down, it all goes away.
It's pretty fine.
So I was like, well, screw it. I just went back and got drunk.
Anyway,
my buddy didn't make it very far after that. And his girlfriend's like, you just kept going and sent those two back. I was like, yeah.
This is a picture that broke my heart.
We had a gal from the day. She had the baby stroller, and one of the babies was back.
I didn't have cell phone reception until I got back down to the tree line, and I called my wife. I called my wife, and she knew she'd already known by that time I was coming back.
And I live in an apartment. Everybody else cleaned it. So for for a buck, she's cleaning.
I put it on my desk.
I gotta be careful.
I got one is a surgeon, the other one.
We see all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so you can bag diapers, you can bag dog poop, still plastic bag.
I got tall banner.
There's a level of what I call rampant stupidity running around.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I really like them.
Just can't.
But I get the tall ones for my ankles.
We never make the shit up.
It was awesome. It was a lot of fun. The camp, the base camp before the 99 switchbacks looks like the most miserable camp. Like, it's just camping on the rocks.
Have a good night.
That canyon.
So you boys are saying that
when we started
grinding stuff, it would hurt to the place.